coming up in November, something I've been a long waiting for because I love the production of Mamma Mia. That's going to start on November 1st at the Florence Event Center, and I have with me in the studio now, I have David and Rosemary Loria, who are the director and assistant director. The leads, Wendy Krause.
Morning,
and
George.
James McKinney.
Hello.
And over in the corner there, who's not speaking, Paula Burnett. She's the money lady. She's just here to make sure that we don't say anything we're not supposed to. Is that right?
That's right.
So why Mamma Mia? I mean, it's a fabulous show, and is it just something, was it time?
Well, Mamma Mia has not been available until this last year for amateur production. So all you could see was the Broadway cast, or so anybody who has seen it has seen some form of the Broadway cast or traveling cast. So it became available, and we wanted to be one of the first to produce it.
So what are some of the difficulties with doing something like with the popular music of ABBA, which, you know, surrounds this musical here?
Well, there's several things. One, this is one of the most complicated. It's almost an opera. There's that much music in it. And the story weaves around the music rather than the music weaves around the story so much. So the story was made to fit ABBA's music. And there is choreography in it. So all the actors, everyone from the lead, Wendy here, all the way down to the chorus members, all of them have to be dancers, singers. They're on stage almost all the time, unlike most choruses in a show where you see them, you know, maybe a few minutes in each scene. These guys are on stage almost all the time. So it's a tremendously complicated show. In duplicating the ABBA music, we had to use a program called Real-Time Music Solutions, which has 110 different voices for synthesizers. Believe it or not, we're using four synthesizers in the pit, plus drums, plus guitar, plus a percussionist.
Wow.
And these voices duplicate ABBA's sound. So we're going for a true ABBA sound to this production. They duplicate all the instruments used by ABBA in their recording studios and on their stage performances, so you will be able to hear all of that. Plus, I've been blessed with just a tremendously talented cast, top to bottom, who can actually really sing this music.
So, Wendy, sing something for us.
George!
No, I'm just kidding. We were talking before we went on the air. She goes, am I going to be expected to sing anything?
Impromptu solos on air. Woo-hoo!
So, Wendy, what do you like about the character Donna in this?
Donna is hilariously complicated, going through so much, stressed as a single mama about to have her daughter married off, and all of a sudden she's thrown into seeing the three men from her very short time in her past that all could be fathers of her daughter. And she is juicy and wonderful and raw and real, and she's strong.
So you were typecasted, basically. So, is that what happened here?
I think the funniest part is it's actually my sister, Bryn, is the one who's going to be my daughter. She's playing my daughter. She's much younger than me. And so I actually get to be in the show with my sister. Bryn plays Sophie, and her voice is phenomenal. I'm super proud of her. But Donna is just straight up fun. I mean, she is a blast, and every type of emotion, she goes through it. It's wild.
So, James, what about you? What suspected dad do you play?
I play Bill Austin, who is a writer and just a free spirit, fun-loving party guy.
So I understand you have an accent in this. Can we hear some of that?
I do have an accent in this, and I suppose I could do a little bit of it. It'd be a little bit of an, oh, that's just great. It's going to be a great production of Mamma Mia, it is. Uh-oh. Well, can we do that again?
No. That's it. That's your one shot at it.
It was good.
But I'm saying it's sort of a Scottish accent, right?
No.
Well, there you go.
Exactly.
Maybe we should do it again.
Yes.
Go ahead, James. Try that one more time.
Oh, that's great. It's going to be a production of Mamma Mia.
Australian, then.
Australian,
all right,
it
there
is.
We go, then. Well, that's a little bit better. So you know, knowing you from Copeland's, because I walk in there and I'll buy stuff and you'll be in there, I never knew you were a performer. How long have you been?
I did a lot of shows in high school, 12 productions in high school. Since then, I have not done really anything except for one production at the Florence Playhouse about 12 years ago when I previously lived here in Florence, Oregon.
Ah, well, cool. So that's good. And, well, I'm trying to think now here. It's November 1st is when it starts. What else do we need to know about Mamma Mia? What else is kind of cool about the production you're doing, David?
Well, one surprise. First thing you got to keep in mind is on the second weekend, we are also doing an additional Thursday performance. So the second weekend runs the 7th through the 10th. And so it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and, of course, the Sunday matinees.
Oh, very nice. So the music of ABBA is, you know, well, something if anybody has seen the Broadway production or, God forbid, the movie, which I'm not saying there's nothing bad about the movie, but, I mean, when you're in live theater, it's such a different experience.
Oh, my, yes.
I mean, when the Jersey Boys versus the Broadway production versus, you know, the movie, I mean, the energy is just so more alive. And I guess, are you guys feeling that?
In a show like this, if we are doing our job and have the energy where it's supposed to be, it just translates to the audience. A lot of times you'll have the audience dancing in the aisles with you. The music is so iconic and it's so compelling that people just automatically want to bounce in their seats, dance, whatever.
Well, I don't mind the bouncing in the seats, but if they're dancing and blocking my view, I'm going to have a real attitude about that.
Well, everybody will get their chance.
Yeah. Oh, so there is some audience participation in all of this?
Not really, but the classic end to the show basically are two classic numbers, and everybody is encouraged to get up and dance and have a good time.
Oh, that's cool.
Hopefully they are walking out of the theater singing the songs and probably can't get them out of their head for the next week.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the writer of this? Do you know offhand who wrote the production?
It was started by a lady called Katherine Johnson, and she took a long time to convince ABBA to let her put this together as a show. Of course, the music was
written by ABBA.
That's Benny Andersson and Bjørn Ulvaeus. And then some songs with Stig Anderson, who was also a contributor in ABBA's music. So all that music came from them, and then the show was made to fit the music. As I told you earlier, the show was made to fit the music rather than the music fits the show, which is the normal way of doing a musical. Normally, there's a storyline. You have some writers, some composers come and compose the music as necessary for different scenes. This one, the scenes had to fit the music.
And this has become a more popular way in recent decades, hasn't it? I mean, I think Across the Universe was similarly done, where the Beatles' music was used to write the story of what was going on. So this is something that is something new that folks
Well, it's kind of a trend. I mean, if you go back in theater history, of course, opera was the first way this was done. The whole story is told in music. So this is kind of a contemporary version of a combined opera and stage production. What the storyline does is give you kind of a line to hang on to between these songs and a storyline to put it into, so it's easier to visualize what's going on. And I think the combination of live, like you say, live theater, combination of a set that people are working on gives you a feel for the island that they're on, the music, of course, and the choreography. Between all of that, it makes for a complete theater experience.
How big is the cast, all in all?
The total is about 30 people with the chorus.
And some of the folks you mentioned, your sister, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Donna here plays Wendy here plays Donna. Donna here plays Wendy. Wendy plays Donna, and then she's got two friends who were in her rock group about 20 years ago. And
the Dynamos. Donna and the Dynamos.
Donna and the Dynamos. And Tanya is played by Jennifer Maroos, who you've seen on stage in things like Chicago and so forth. And then a newcomer, for me at least, playing Rosie is Deanne Hawkins. And what a surprise. There, every time I cast a show, I get several surprises, surprise talent. James is a good example. I had never seen him. He came in and just knocked me over with his audition. Deanne, same way. Bryn, I knew her singing talent, and I knew some of her acting talent from some shows that we're in. And then when I saw her dance, it was just off the charts. Then she's got two friends, played by Lindsay Keppel, who we've seen on stage before, and Haley Cole, who is a delight to work with. Then we have the fathers, Sam. He is a New York architect, and he's played by Jason Woods.
I call him my love interest.
And, yes, Donna's love interest, although she doesn't want to admit it at first. And then, of course, James McKinney, playing Bill Austin. And then Matt Corso will play Harry Bright, who is a respected banker who used to be Harry Headbanger back in the day. And he's all of a sudden turned into a conservative banker. And then there's, of course, Sophie's fiance, Sky, her love interest. And then his Sky is played by William Owens. And then his buddies in the island, who are also worker bees for Donna, Pepper, who is Romero Ramirez, and Pepper thinks he's the Lothario of the island.
Now, this is the young Romero or the older Romero?
Yeah,
young Romero.
Wow, how about that?
Oh, yeah. Just wait.
His mom's gonna shoot me.
He's hilarious. He's
yes,
hilarious.
He is a riot. And,
he's Romeo.
And we let him go to be a Romeo type, Don Juan type. And then
that ought to be interesting. I can't wait to see this.
It's so funny.
And then Christopher Topher Keppel plays Eddie, his buddy, his close buddy, who is there and just gets into Pepper's hair anytime he can. Pepper and Eddie are just always at it. And then there's Father Alexandrios, who, of course, is the one who marries him. And that's played by Jim Wellington.
Wow. What a great cast there. And like you said, you know, it's surprising to think that there's that much talent, you know, in Florence. It's great.
Well, I mentioned in the director's notes, and you'll see this in the program, that this is what shocked me was the depth of talent that we have for this show.
For sure.
It was a very difficult decision for me in some cases, who's going to play these lead roles, because we had such talented people who are now playing chorus people. And we made the theme for this show fun. So everybody is having fun on stage. We're having fun in rehearsal. We laugh as much as we rehearse.
Great.
It sounds like that there's really like, and I'm sure that no one would admit it if there was, but there's no weak link here.
Right.
You know, sometimes you have to go, well, you know, we're down to two cast members and we've run out of talent, but you've had more than enough so that you had to put some of the real good talent in the chorus.
Oh, yeah. George, can I say, do you mind?
Go ahead.
That's one of my things that I really notice is the strength of our chorus. Holy moly. You hear them. You've got the four-part harmony strong. You've got great actresses, actors, dancers, even in the chorus. They are just amazing, and everybody's having a good time, right? This show is fun because of so much dancing, but they are so good. The whole show is just going to be, you're going to be, you know, hairs on your arms are going to stand up.
It's goosey bumps.
Goosebumps. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because there's massive talent here.
We have the amazing Pat Sapp as a musical director, and she is just brilliant. Happens to be Wendy's mom. She is just brilliant at bringing the best out in everybody. She teaches the music in such a way that everybody can get a handle on it, understand it. They know why they are singing a particular part. And when those harmonies blend, last night we were working on the music for the first hour pretty much exclusively. And when we got, when Pat got it to where she wanted it and all four parts blended, it was just magic. The whole hall resonated.
Mm-hmm. Well, now you also mentioned there's a lot of dancing here, so I'm assuming that you have a choreographer for this as well.
Oh, the choreographer is, as you know, she runs Crow, Melanie Hurd, and she is just doing an outstanding job. She takes people, and unlike a professional choreography or something who comes in with an entire dance done and expects people to remember it, of course they're working with professional dancers, she breaks it up into bite-sized pieces for the cast to learn. Then she melds it together, and the end product is just amazing. Bill and Rosie do an amazing scene together that'll just crack you up. Mm-hmm. And that was all choreographed. So they're not only singing, they're dancing, and comedy in there is just fabulous.
Yeah, Melanie's good. I didn't even know I could dance until I worked with Melanie. She showed me I know how to dance, apparently.
You're doing a great job.
Oh, well, thank you.
Last Resort Players present Mamma Mia. It's coming up at the Florence Event Center November 1st through the 3rd, and then the 7th through the 10th. And that's, of course, a month away in the month of November.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you all for being here this morning.
Thanks, George.
Thank you, George.
Starting off the next hour of Our Town, we'll talk with the mayor and city manager, well, pretty much about housing. On the October edition of Our Town.